A lot of the trees are rich. I mean, they just start right now and burn, you know, and real, oh, they'll just burn, make real black smoke. But you could chop it up and use it to start fires.
Would you have a special name for the little pieces that you've got chopped up?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I have heard it called kindling, you know, to start it.
What about a long time ago, they'd take a big piece of wood.
Oh, yeah, some of the fireplaces, I remember I wrote the old log house where my grandfather, where my father, they had great big fireplaces, you know, and they were made of rock, and there was just one great big old room. I just remember seeing part of it. We'd go out there and play, and they had that big fireplace, and then I think it was just one backside room, and they probably had the kitchen separate, but it was great. Big room, you know, and a fireplace. Oh, you don't have to have such logs. But our fireplace here, where I was raised, it wasn't, you know, extremely large. It was just average.
Did you ever hear of taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace?
Oh, yeah. They said they'd set it, put it back in there, and cover it over with ashes to, you know, to have it start fires the next morning.
What would they call?
That's because they didn't have many matches, I guess. I don't know.
Did you ever hear it called a back?
Backlog. Oh, we refer to the big sticks of wood they put in the back as a backlog. You know, put a, like you build a fire, and put a big stick in, you know, a great big one, and maybe it burn there. Maybe all day or a long time, and just add other to it. That's what they call a backlog.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you'd call that the...
Soot.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room. That thing there would be called a... What you sit in would be a...
Oh, just a chair?
What about this thing here that...
They're called couches or... something like that, you know. Couch or settee or something.
What about sofas?
And sofas, of course. Day beds.
What's the difference in all of those?
But I remember when I was a child in our front room, we just had, they were called settees, I believe. It's made of wicker. And had, I don't know, it's just a couch, I guess. But I can't open it up, you know, for a bed.
Can you open a sofa up for a bed?
No, they don't open the sofas, they just...
What different things would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Oh, yeah. I know when I was at home, we had, oh, it's a great big, we call them wardrobes, you know, to put the clothes, because there were not any closets. Oh, we did have this one closet in our home. I was saying it was in under the stairway and went back, but we didn't keep clothes in there, kept other things. They had the, I know they had a wardrobe, and then they just put them in dressers, and you'd have washstand.
What does a dresser look like?
Well, a dresser is just, you know, just has drawers and a mirror. Something similar to this one right in there in another room, too. The chest of drawers, of course, are just chest. And then the dresser has drawers and a mirror.
The chest of drawers doesn't have a mirror?
No.